Hello, I'm Veronica Scarsbrick, Vatican Radio. Exactly 70 years ago, on the 19th of July 1943, the Allied forces dropped 4,000 bombs on the Roman neighbourhood of San Lorenzo, leaving 3,000 dead. I'm about to bring you the story as recounted to me by historians and eyewitnesses of the time, while all the while placing this tragic moment into its historical context. Stay tuned.
The actual sound of the air raid on Rome on July the 19th, 1943. Pope Pius XII continued to decry the atrocities of a war that had been raging for over 4 years.
Donne, bambini, infermi e vecchi, a cui la guerra aerea.
When Rome was bombed, the Pope ordered his car and went to the place, exposing himself to real danger because the bombing was still going on. He tried to speak to the people to console them. He knelt down, his cassock was covered with blood.
Jesuit Father Peter Gumpel recalled how the Pope went out to be among his fellow Romans on that dramatic day.
The thing was particularly tragic in this sense that he had done everything possible to persuade the Allies not to bomb Rome, but the Allies did not recognize Rome to be an open city.
The day that the Allies bombed, because we kept on saying they'll never bomb Rome, the Pope had asked for an open city. In fact, that day came when they did bomb down San Lorenzo. They continued to bomb that station, but they hit the Basilica.
The late Ursuline sister Kathleen England was in Rome during that ugly, unexpected chapter in the city's history.
We went to San Lorenzo, and San Lorenzo was just one heap of ruins, and we sat and looked down on these ruins. When I've been there and heard tourists talking, I've said, you never knew what it was.
The Pope tried to avoid Rome being involved in the war action.
The late Jesuit Father Robert Graham, foremost historian on the Vatican and World War II, lived through the German occupation of the city.
Dramatic situation from September 1943 until June 1944. Nobody knew what the next day would bring.
I'm Veronica Scarsbrick.